Track 6. Vision Norfolk's Tip of the Month. You may have noticed that a general election is on the way. The Vision Norfolk tip this month introduces a new device designed to help blind and partially sighted people to vote for the candidate of their choice. Neil will read the tip.
The Elections Act of 2022 requires officials who oversee elections to make provisions for disabled people to enable an independent and secret vote. With the UK general election around the corner on the 4th of July, it's important to know the options available to you to cast your vote, including a relatively new device which may make voting independently in person easier for people living with sight loss. On top of required adjusts at polling stations, such as large print copy of the ballot paper, magnifiers and a tactile voting device, some local authorities have begun to purchase devices called McGonagall Reader, which can be made available to voters if arranged with the local voting registration office. This device is designed to allow independent and secret voting for blind and partially sighted people, those with cognitive disabilities, or anyone who struggles to read English text. Similar to the standard tactile voting devices, the McGonagall Reader fits over the ballot paper with tactile doors that line up with the checkboxes next to the candidates' names. However, this device also uses audio prompts played into headphones to help you vote as you intended. To make a mental picture of the ballot paper, the triangle button at the top, when pressed, announces the election, the method of voting, number of candidates, and lists them in alphabetical order. Each window has a door that, when pulled back, presses on a doorbell and plays the candidate's name. You can repeat this process as many times as you need to go down the list of candidates on the ballot paper until you're ready to make your mark in your chosen window area. To alleviate concerns about your mark being visible, the poll clerk can allow you to also make a mark on a separate piece of paper that you can take home to share with a friend to confirm that pencil has worked. McGonagall readers are still relatively uncommon, so it is important to contact your local registration office as soon as possible to let them know you are interested in using this device and to set up a time and location for voting if one is available. Other options for voting in person include using the standard tactile voting device, which fits over the ballot paper and has tactile numbered lift-up flaps. This will need to be used in conjunction with the large print copy of the ballot paper for reference or remembering the order of the candidates from the audio list. You can also request assistance with guiding and marking your ballot either from election staff or by bringing a trusted companion. It is important to contact the local registration office as soon as possible to ensure the reasonable adjustments you require are prepared for you at the time of voting. If you find it difficult to get out to vote, you can opt to apply to vote by post from home or have someone you trust vote on your behalf, also known as voting by proxy. You will need to complete a special registration form to either vote by post or by proxy. You can get these forms either online or by contacting a local registration office for a postal version. The deadline for registering to vote by post is the 19th of June, and the deadline to register to vote by proxy is the 26th of June. Don't forget your ID if you are voting in person. If someone is voting for you, they will need to bring their ID with them.
Thank you, Neil. That's very timely advice.